It's time for the SwampSwamiSports.com audio podcast.
And welcome back to the SwampSwamiSports.com podcast. Today's show, the USFL returns. That means Sweet Home Alabama. Now, if you're over the age of 50, you probably remember the original United States Football League, the USFL, back in the 1980s. The Spring and Summer Football League was yet another of many failed attempts to keep America's football-loving fans satisfied outside of the traditional fall college football and NFL seasons. Yes, we've said rest in peace to the World Football League, 1974 to 1975. The USFL version 1, 1983 to 86. The XFL, 2001. The Arena Football League, 1987 to 2008. The Alliance of American Football, remember them, from 2019. And the XFL version 2 in 2020. Former wrestler-turned-Hollywood star Dwayne The Rock Johnson is trying to resurrect the XFL again next year, beginning in 2023. He reportedly paid $15 million to take the bankrupt league off the hands of his former WWE boss, Vince McMahon, and wants to try to launch it again in 2023. But for right now, this year, in 2022, a reborn version of the USFL will begin to draft football players today. And the first spring football game will be played on April 16th. America is going to get another chance to see if spring professional football can survive. And though the odds would be in your favor if you pronounce this latest iteration doomed from the start, this is far from a traditional new football league. I was surprised to learn that the new USFL is actually owned by Fox Sports. That certainly takes care of having a television network to show your football games, right? Since the network has been handling NFL football for a long time, they should do a very solid job with affiliates around the country to help carry the ball games. According to one report, Fox Sports has acquired all of the copyrights to the USFL brand along with branding of all the league's former teams. If these USFL teams sound a bit familiar to you, it's because they are.
Yes!
Here are the eight teams which will get underway this spring in 2022's version of the USFL. In the Northern Conference, it's the Michigan Panthers with their new head coach, Jeff Fisher. You might remember him coaching the Tennessee Titans a few years ago. The New Jersey Generals head coach will be Mike Riley of Oregon State fame. The Philadelphia Stars with head coach Bart Andrus. And the Pittsburgh Maulers round out the USFL North with their new head coach, Kirby Wilson. The four teams comprising the USFL South are the Birmingham Stallions with head coach Skip Holtz, who was last the head football coach at Louisiana Tech University. The Houston Gamblers feature a former name in the city of Houston, Kevin Sumlin, who used to coach the University of Houston Cougars years ago. The New Orleans Breakers are coached by Larry Fedora. And the Tampa Bay Bandits will be coached by Todd Haley. The head coaches this season all have recent college or professional football experience. However, don't go looking to buy football tickets for home games just yet in seven of these eight cities. You will need to buy a ticket in Birmingham, Alabama, if you want to watch your favorite USFL team play one of their 10 regular season football games this spring. That's right, Birmingham, Alabama. Every single regular season USFL game, 40 games in all, this year, will be played at the brand new $200 million football facility in Birmingham, Alabama, which will soon become home to the college football UAB Blazers. A few of the other USFL games will be played in town, but at the cavernous legendary Legion Field in Birmingham. The USFL will televise all four games with the eight teams every week via either Fox Sports or NBC. Due to a scheduling conflict with the World Soccer Competition, the USFL playoffs will be held in Canton, Ohio this June at the recently renovated Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. But let's stop for a moment and examine this unique idea of playing all of your football games in the same town at the same locations. Though it might feel a little bit insulting to be living in Houston and seeing your new USFL Houston Gamblers competing in Birmingham, Alabama every weekend, there are some valid reasons why all this is being done, at least for the inaugural season. If you were ever going to run a league on the cheap, the arrangement which Fox Sports has worked out with the city of Birmingham, Alabama, sounds like a win-win idea for this season. With the ability to negotiate a positive financial arrangement with key parties in Birmingham, that means that all eight of the USFL teams will be sharing local facilities to operate, practice, and play in. There will be no travel cost whatsoever. That means no airlines, hotels, meals, and the like, so the savings in that area will be significant. It also means that you will not have to get eight different cities with different administrative and facility costs, stadium rental, television production costs, and a myriad of other expenses which are unique to each of those cities. The league will centralize as many tasks as possible in Birmingham. This operation has the potential to save money in many creative ways. If you were ever going to select one state in America which might be considered football mad, is there really any better place than the state of Alabama? With the incredible run of success by the University of Alabama football team, which is just an hour south of Birmingham and Tuscaloosa, the interest in football within the area is legendary. As long as USFL game day ticket prices are reasonable for a southern city, there should be a significant amount of local interest from Birmingham's metropolitan area, which comprises 1.1 million people. Birmingham has a brand new football stadium called Protective Life Stadium, which checks a lot of boxes too. It's already wired with the latest in electronic advances required for television broadcast. The football stadium seats 45,000 fans, so a television production crew will be able to find a creative way to make a crowd, let's say of 15,000, look pretty good during a matchup of the Michigan Panthers versus the Pittsburgh Maulers, for example. The city of Birmingham is counting on an influx of thousands of visitors from around the country who want to come and check out their new USFL teams in action. Plus, the city will be housing hundreds of players, coaches, and staff personnel associated with these USFL teams, along with the Fox Sports production units. The Birmingham area is a sports mecca, which features a number of outdoor opportunities for visitors. And I might add that the Alabama-based Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail is one of my personal favorites. One of the key determinants as to whether this new USFL will be financially viable is the pay structure for players and coaches. A recent report indicated that the USFL players will earn about $4,500 per week for each of the 10-game regular season games, and then a higher amount during the playoffs. Other players carried on the practice squad will be earning about half of that amount. So let's assume that a 53-player roster like the NFL, that would mean a weekly payroll of about $238,500 per team per week. With eight teams playing a 10-game regular season, the USFL player cost will be about $2.4 million per team. That total then amounts to more than $19 million for all eight USFL teams during the regular season. Since personnel usually accounts for about 50% of most business expense, let's then double that amount and project an expected financial outlay of, let's say, $50 million required from Fox Sports to run this Birmingham-based USFL this spring. Now, for a network which pays the NFL about $2 billion annually for the rights to the NFL football games, this investment into the USFL in 2022 is relatively small. So the biggest negative associated with this new USFL is not having the eight teams playing home games in their home cities, except, of course, for the Birmingham Stallions. This iteration of the USFL is purely about generating television viewership. Early reports suggest that Fox Sports is hoping to attract about 1.4 million viewers per game in 2022. If the USFL can cover its operating costs at the Birmingham football stadiums with a local paid attendance, then the focus will be on making the league look like an attractive product for home television audiences. Here's a question. Will enough people want to stay inside during the warmer spring weather to watch professional football being played in Birmingham, Alabama every weekend? According to some reports, the USFL will be evaluated after this season one concludes, just like any other TV show, right? There are no guarantees that there will be a second season of the USFL or what the league might look like, for example, playing some home football games in their home cities. Fox Sports is ready to give this a go. And I'm looking forward to Saturday, April 16th, with the first televised game between the New Jersey Generals and the hometown Birmingham Stallions. If this league doesn't make it, it certainly won't be for a lack of creative preparation and cost containment ideas. Now, let's see if the thousands of football fans in the state of Alabama will show up and are ready for some spring football. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.